So, Lord, let the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be found acceptable in your sight. The scripture that kind of keeps coming up to my ear is from the book of Job. Right now, I'm kind of doing spending some time in Job. I'm finding it to be a very interesting book, looking at all the different characters and what's going on. And different characters speak to me in different ways, of course, because I find myself being all of these characters. You know, it's like, for me, Job is kind of like a one-man play. You know, I fit into all of these different categories. The basic story of Job, of course, is that the Lord allows Satan to come at Job to kind of destroy him, because Job's considered to be a righteous man, an upstanding man, and a lover of God. And Satan keeps accusing God. And one of the things in the very beginning of the book that I found, it was interesting to me that in these accusations between Satan and Satan and God that goes on, that Satan tries to get God to put his hand on Job. Because he keeps saying, well, if you put your hand on him, and God says, well, you know, it doesn't really kind of work that way, but here, you, I'll let you put your hand on him. All the way to the taking away everything from him, family, wealth, health, all the way down to this, but everything but his very life. But it was all done by Satan, not by God. It was all done by Satan's hands. And then you have all of these guys that come in to try to be a friend. They're called the friends of Job. You know? And you start reading some of it, and you start going, well, with friends like that, you know, because they all have the same tendency, I think, that we all do. What we all seem to have is that we see someone that is going through a struggle of some kind, and we kind of have this assumption that they did something wrong. But there's just something not quite right. That if they just clean up their act, if they would just do the right things, if they would just repent, if they just confess, if they would just. And that's our tendency as human beings, is to do that. Because we acquire knowledge and stuff from so many different places, and we try to apply that knowledge to the things of God. We find Job really does the same thing in his replies to these guys, is that he replies what he thinks he knows. And Job asserts his, and you know, like, you know, Job hadn't done anything wrong. You know? Hadn't done anything wrong. And that's what he keeps saying, I've done nothing wrong. But what happens to Job is that Job crosses the line into like contending with God over his goodness, Job's goodness versus God's goodness, in a sense. And so there's these accusations and things that Job says of, like, you know. And so this whole thing goes on and on and on for chapter after chapter. But you would think a story like this should be about 3 or 4, maybe 6 chapters. And it's like 40-something chapters. Until it gets down to the very end, where a young man replies and says, let me instruct you. And this is the only guy. There's 4 guys, the 3 guys and this young guy that waits to the very end and says, you know, like, as a young man, I've been afraid to speak until now, but after hearing all of you guys, let me say this. And so he defends God to all of them, basically. And then we come down to these scriptures here in the 42nd, the very last chapter, where after God spends, I think it's 3 or maybe 4 chapters, I should have been more attentive to that, where God replies, says he replies out of a whirlwind, and God explains to them who he is. And then, when he's through, Job has this to say. When Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear and I will speak, I will question you, and you will make known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. And this is kind of where I'm at in this, in my walk with the Lord, is that I'm becoming more and more aware that I know things, but I have not seen things. You know, because sometimes I get caught up into that ifs of this and that. If you just do this, if you just do that, if this thing was like this. When I just don't really see God. Because in seeing Him, He's just so different than us. You know, we think sometimes that we perhaps understand how God judges, God judges righteousness and holiness, how He judges sin. And I'm not convinced that we really see that very well at all. I think when we have those brief glimpses, and I've had a few of those glimpses in my life, and my glimpses have always done to me what it did to Job, is I have to just confess that these things are just way, way past me, way too beyond me to understand, and that I just need to repent and know that He's God and believe in Him and what He really says. You know, it's awful easy to get caught up into the moment of whatever we're going through. Whether it's in our social, political world or in the physical world, if you have friends in Houston, or whether it's in crisis within your own families and stuff like that, it's awful easy to get caught up into those things and begin to somehow equate what's happening with the goodness of God. And that's not really possible for us to do, because we don't really understand the real goodness of who God really is. Because anytime we have that thought in our heart, that if, then what we're really saying is that if God, you know, if God was just good, if God just really understood, if God judged righteously in this situation, if God. Whereas we really just need to bow before the Lord and say, blessed be the Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. The Lord makes His face to shine upon the good and the evil. The Lord gives rain to the just and the unjust. God is good. God is merciful. And His loving kindness is new every morning. To all of us, to everyone. Not just those who think of themselves as being righteous, but even to us that are the worst of sinners, who turn our backs continually on the goodness and the mercy of God. His mercy still endures every morning. It's new because of His great love and goodness. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.